It's an unusual story, and I delight in sharing it with you. Because when we do this, as I mentioned, it brings me in contact with a lot of people that share their relationship with Jesus. In fact, all kinds of people have this testimony, from the humblest countries, folks, and even to the highest officials in the world. But this is what the fellow said that sent to me. He said the event that I most vividly recall happened at one of the year's peak seasons. Our country's leader had felt that additional taxes were needed for us to meet our budget. So he urged all the local citizens to have their names registered at the polls so that they could be duly taxed. Of course, this meant many thousands had to make their way across the countryside to the city, which represented their political interests. As I recall, the weather was just cool, although the fresh smell of spring was in the air. Grass was even good enough for limited grazings on the nearby hills. And the days, well, they were rather pleasant, but I must admit, the nights were somewhat chilly, a little bit like in North Florida. But one night in particular, he says, it stands out in my memory. It seems that the crowds had been unusually large that day, and many had come seeking lodging for the night. And as they lived a great distance away to return to their home for bedtime, already I had turned dozens away who were seeking shelter, exhausted by all the day's activities. I dozed off at the counter where people come and register for their stay. I was awakened by a gentle tap, tap, tap on the countertop. Coming with a start, just woke me up out of my sleep. I made out a figure, it was a young couple standing, lingering in the shadows of the lamplight. "Well, may I help you?" I told him as I jumped up to greet him. As the young man stood by his pretty companion, he began to speak in a low, trembling voice. "Do you have a room for?" "Room?" I bluntly retorted. "No, there's no room here. You should have come earlier, or at least sent me word that you're just going to have to go somewhere else." Well, plopping back down in my chair, I prepared to continue my nap. And with much to my surprise, the young man spoke again. But sir, you gotta have room." I got angry now and I jumped up at him. "I don't have anything. I've already told you that. And I can't take care of you. So beat it. Get out of here. I gotta get some rest." But patiently and very kindly, he responded, "But sir, please, my wife is expecting a baby right away. We're tired, and we went everywhere. All the rooms in town are full. Can't you at least give her some place, please?" Well, looking closer, I did notice that the young man spoke the truth about his wife, and then I really began to feel sorry. I thought for a moment, "You do need a place to stay, that's for sure. And if you're not too choosy, I believe I can provide something for you." And he said, come with me." So I led them to a cobweb-covered cattle cave nearby. It wasn't the best of surroundings, I must confess, but it did offer some shelter from the cold night and gave them some privacy, though I considered it was the meagerest of offerings. The man was overjoyed and couldn't stop thanking me. Thank you, sir, for your kindness. And I told him, "Well, you can settle up with me the next morning. Come and stop by the office." And I left and I went back to my room and I sat down and I tried to get my nap in. And about that time, as I dove off into dreamland, lost in the middle of my dream castles with my slumber, I was again awakened, this time rudely by a louder tap, tap, tap at the door. jumping up and hastily pacing the floor and then going to the door, I was greeted by three shepherds. They apologized profusely for stirring me out of my sleep. It was rather obvious from the start they weren't interested in a room. Then they went on to explain why they had come to see me. And I recall they told me this fantastic story. "Sir," they said, "we were watching over our flocks out on the hillsides nearby when, lo, an angel of the Lord appeared unto us, and the glory of the Lord shone all around us, and we were really afraid. And then the angel said to us, 'Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.'" Well, each of us looked at each other in amazement and wondered if that angel knew what they were talking about. And then he continued. He said, "Now listen to me, men. This shall be a sign for you. Look yonder in the east. And there in the east is a bright shining star. Follow that star and you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Now he had no more finished than suddenly there was an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men." Well, immediately we all started rejoicing at the sight of this star. So we said to one another, "Hey, let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And so we came, "Haste, sir, following that star, you know. The light appears to fall over your place right here. So, well, we wondered if you could tell us anything about this Christ child." Well, it seemed like a fantastic story to me. At first, I couldn't recall anything about a baby connected to my business. After all, I wasn't running a hospital, much less a maternity ward. But they insisted that I must know something. And since they seemed so intent in finding out more, I then thought about, those guests that I had bedded down for the night. And then it dawned on me, I had led a couple who were expecting a child to this family cave, this cattle cave, if you would. "Oh yeah," he said, "now I remember. Maybe I do know something about this baby you're talking about. Come with me." And excitingly, I led them over to this meager place. And lo and behold, we exclaimed in unison, "Is the baby crying?" And rushing in, we found it just as the shepherds had said, a newborn babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. One by one, they knelt down beside that manger in such a very humble manner. Now, I can't really explain what happened to me after that, but somehow I was touched and moved to kneel beside the manger myself. Not only had a baby been born near my place of business, but strangely, I felt this babe had also been born in my heart. Oh, incidentally, I never did settle up with that couple for the night's lodging. I felt that I had been more than repaid with the unsearchable riches of this Christ child. Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. But I was wondering, how often does it come to mind that you think about this Christ child? And as how I reflected on the years that came and passed, it seems to me something of a parable of a human predicament. So often that people just praise the Christ, not only in the end, but in their hearts. How about you guys? Have you made room for Christ? Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. I didn't introduce myself at the beginning of my testimony, but I'm the innkeeper.